It's time to get strong, fit, and resilient. Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast with your host, Brandon Rinka, where Brandon shares insights, practices, and education on leveling up how you look, feel, and perform. Say goodbye to complacency and get ready to kick the door into a new standard of living.
So let's talk quickly about my main mission of opening up a space like the BR365 Strength Lab. So when I was thinking about, you know, whether I should open up a space or not, it came down to demand, right? I think there's a large missing demand for really good workout programming, good training, good coaching, good education, good insight into the space, you know, teaching people how to do it the right way, you know, informing people of how to navigate through the black and white that's out there. You know, a lot of people will claim this to be the best or that to be better, you know, when really it's a conversation. It's a discourse of, you know, what works for you individually. And when you would look at gyms, a lot of the gyms and training studios that were available were either commercial gyms that, you know, had a high premium in terms of you had to basically get educated, you had to buy personal training, which again, I advocate personal training, but let's just say the average person goes into a big box gym, they don't want to do that. That other option in that space is to work out by themselves, which is usually disastrous in terms of success rate, and even show rate is very minimal. We had some pretty crazy stats when I worked at Good Life. It was the average member showed up 3 times per month, right? Pretty staggering stuff. You'd also see, you know, training studios that are group oriented and class oriented that had, you know, great marketing, great publicity, great advertising behind it, you know, a good vibe, good community, something flashy. Typically wasn't very result driven though, right? It was, let's get people exercising and moving their body and doing things that get them out, like all very important aspects of health and fitness, definitely compared to the alternative of not doing anything at all. But I still saw something missing. I saw that there were a lot of individuals in those spaces that would come to me afterwards, as most of my clientele, saying, hey, I've been training like this for X amount of years, and, you know, I really haven't seen great results, or I plateaued, or I injured myself, or I had a setback here or there, or I can't seem to get rid of this stubborn body fat, can't seem to budge and move numbers, I'm bored, whatever it is, right? So there was a theme there. So I had to address that theme. There was a problem. I wanted to provide a solution. I wanted to provide an answer to that problem because it was quite prevalent. Then you also had studios or gyms like CrossFit, which again, they did a lot of good for the fitness space. They introduced a lot of everyday individuals and women for that matter to big power compound movements like squats and the deadlifts and even Olympic movements like snatches and cleans. Again, things that are the absolute best for athletes and individuals to master. However, the way they set it up failed a lot of individuals. It set them up for failure because you had these massive class sizes because a gym runs on numbers, obviously. So the more members that you have, the more, you know, prosperous the gym is going to become. The only problem with that is when you're so number focused and the workout programming doesn't match different individual experiences, training age, skill set, strength, coordination, fitness, education, you run into trouble because now you have individuals showing up, working out in a manner that's completely outside of their scope and outside of what they should be doing, which is going to lead to a high degree of injury, a lot of susceptibility to pain, and long-term damage, right? And you see that with a lot of CrossFit classes. They became as popular for the injuries, and you saw the memes online of people going to CrossFit and doing dumb shit. It's not a shot necessarily at what CrossFit is about as a whole, but the individualized aspect of it was missing, right? Unless you were an incredibly elite athlete who was trying to become a competitor in the CrossFit games and compete within your region, and then you're really taking it seriously and you're working out 2-3 times a day and you're programming it in somewhat of an intelligent manner, it doesn't allow the everyday individual to succeed, right? It's one of those flashy things that's going to be exciting, very community-driven, competitive-driven, which is great. I like those aspects. Like I said, they're training really good fundamental movements. Just the structure of the class and the workout and the programming just doesn't make a lot of sense in how they are picking exercises and putting them into different WODs, workout of the days. Doesn't make sense. Like, why are you doing, you know, snatches for time? You shouldn't be doing a power exercise that's extremely technical that should take you maybe 3 months to just use a dowel or broomstick to learn. And now you're having individuals that are doing it for speed and endurance, right? And for time. So like the people are going to hurt themselves. Like that's why these technical movements are performed for 1 to 6 reps max, because again, you're trying to fight fatigue. You're trying to focus on every aspect of the movement and the technique and the control and the stability of those movements, because it is so highly technical and mechanical in nature. Now, those movements aren't meant to be performed for endurance or stamina or until fatigue, because that's where a lot of injuries are going to occur, because it is such a dynamic exercise. So a lot of stuff just doesn't make sense. So you started seeing CrossFit become, you know, not as popular over time, because people were getting sidelined and getting injured, and you had this running joke of how they injured more of their members than they actually created success with, right? So you have that aspect. Then the last one, you obviously have the everyday individual that doesn't want to join a gym. They want to get fit, but they're not educated on the process. So what happens? They go outside, they do the easiest thing they know how to do, which is put on some running shoes and start running. Again, the everyday person, they don't have the control. They don't have the proper gait or connection or strength or lean muscle tissue to actually protect them with that repetitive motion of feet on concrete. And you see the highest rate of injury in across all sports is running, for that very reason. People don't have good control. They have a lot of imbalances and limitations and weakness. And all of a sudden, because they ran when they were in fourth grade, they think that they can run when they're 35 years old after having 2 or 3 kids and haven't done anything for 2 years, right? And they try too much, and what ends up happening is they're running very frequently. They're engaged in these activities that on paper don't look very skill-oriented, right? Running, a lot of people think, well, I don't need to be taught how to run, a mistake of its own, but they go outside and they run and they're doing fairly okay. Maybe they haven't injured themselves initially, but over time, they're these repetitive patterns and habits of how their body moves, and without the proper structure, they get injured, right? And they get sidelined, and these activities are typically and traditionally catabolic in nature. So you have catabolic and anabolic. Catabolic means muscle breakdown, or anabolic means growth, right? So if you're engaging in an anaerobic activity that's more anabolic in nature, it's growth, it's build, right? It's building the muscle tissue, it's growing the muscle tissue, it's improving body composition, it's burning off body fat at rest, right? It's speeding up the rate at which your body, you know, expends energy while doing nothing. So automatically, where cardio and anything that is more aerobic in nature, especially kind of longer duration of aerobic, that's catabolic, right? Because your body's trying to become efficient with calories, right? So it's going to slow down the rate at which you burn calories at rest. It's going to pare down muscle tissue, because muscle tissue is very expensive, right? It's not useful. It's not necessarily all that necessary when you're trying to run for 60 minutes. So you can see the issue that occurs, right? We now engage in this catabolic activity. We don't have the structure or the muscle or the strength initially, and we're engaging in an activity that's actually breaking down more of the thing that we don't have that we desperately need. And in the process, it's slowing down our metabolism, the rate at which, like I talked about, we burn calories at rest. It's the last thing you want to do. That doesn't set you up for success. What sets you up for success is having the ability to burn more calories doing absolutely nothing. The individual that can do nothing just through the foods they eat, the steps and activities they do without structure or intention. So think cleaning the house, mowing the lawn, getting groceries, playing with the kids, that sort of stuff, neat, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, and the calories they burn automatically, their basal metabolic rate, if that's high, if that's at 1,600 calories or 2,000 calories without doing anything, that's a great place to be, right? Let alone if you add in a little activity now, you're probably somewhere of, you know, for a lot of people, myself included, you know, my daily expenditure with everything included is upwards of 25, 26, 2700 calories, meaning that I can eat 27 to 2800 calories in that range, not gain a pound. How cool is that, right? That's pretty easy to maintain. That's very nutrient dense. It's very nourishing, right? I'm not deprived. I'm not restricting myself. My hormones are going to be, nurtured. I'm going to have a good profile of macronutrients, so lots of protein to support the growth, repair, and maintenance of muscle tissue, lots of carbohydrates to obviously support that muscle growth and repair as well, and energy levels, and lots of healthy essential fats, right? I'm not going to be deprived. I can go out to restaurants. I can go to a barbecue. I can go to a ball game, and I can eat in a manner that isn't restrictive and still look really good, right? I can go on vacation, not work out all. Now, I wouldn't do that because I love working out, but I could, in theory, go on vacation, not work out, yet still burn 2,400 calories or 2,800 calories at rest, right? And just through the activity that I'm doing throughout the day that's not structured. So am I going to eat 3,500 calories? Like, yeah, maybe if I'm a jackass with it and I'm smashing down a lot of desserts and processed foods. But if I eat normally and have a couple, you know, a dessert here or there, and I'm just eating in a relatively mindful manner, I'm never going to surpass that, you know, 3,200 calories, right? Like, it's hard to eat 3,500, upwards of 4,000 calories of natural whole foods. Like, it's really difficult because that's what it takes to put on muscle for a lot of people. And they have a hard time getting in food that's really nutrient dense at that calorie rate, right? Especially someone like myself who might need upwards of 3,500 to 4,000 calories to put on a few pounds of muscle. I got to be very intentional with that. You know, it's hard, really difficult to eat chicken and beef and fish and eggs and, let's say, fruit and vegetables and starches and healthy fats and getting 3,500 calories. Like, that's a bit of a job for me, right? It's intentional. I like it because of my body needs that fuel from working out, so it's naturally primed to absorb and digest those nutrients, and it's craving those nutrients to support the muscle that I'm trying to build. It gets that signal sent after I work out and have a good strength training session. Like, my body's primed to eat, but you can see that's the example. So the reason I put this class and this gym together was there was a clear missing link. There was a big disconnect of what people thought they needed to improve their shape and what they wanted to do. And then I was trying to become that individual that put a gym and studio together that was educating people, you know, was directing them in a path that made sense for them, right? I wasn't pushing a narrative that was directed towards the masses necessarily. I was really trying to personalize it and individualize it. And I was willing to have those conversations, those personal conversations as well, and provide content like this in my last podcast episode that talked about, hey, here's a lot of different memberships we have, about four or five of them. And here's what I think would be best for specific individuals. You know, the life stresses, work-life balance, goals, training experience. And there's ways to actually, you know, introduce this sort of training in a mindful, strategic manner that isn't one size fits all. And we're training in a way that's progressive, right? We have a seasonal approach. It's periodized, it's phased. We have blocks of training, you know, for spring, summer, fall, and winter, meaning there's a structure to it, right? Without you going, well, what does periodized mean? Think of it as a progressive approach to resistance training. We are slowly building and we're manipulating the workouts to actually force and create adaptation. Adaptations like burning body fat, right? While maintaining muscle mass, building lean muscle mass, you know, increasing athleticism, right? Improving coordination and stability, getting stronger, improving and increasing your relative and absolute strength, right? Strength to body weight would be relative. Absolute strength would be how much you can lift total, right? Your resiliency to injury, that's an adaptation. When you get a stronger lumbar pelvic hip complex, you are going to be more resilient to injury, right? Because you have the necessary stable structure to do things without being put in place in a susceptible, fragile, vulnerable position. So all these things are built around adaptation. They're not built around exercise. They're not built around getting a sweat in the gym. They're not built around calorie burn. Yes, you will sweat in the gym. Yes, you will burn calories while working out, but the key is this adaptation process is actually going to help you burn more calories outside of the gym while you rest. Hence, the longevity of this and the success rate of training in this manner. Yes, you're going to sweat. You're still going to have that, you know, endorphin rush, which people are like, I want that endorphin rush and working out in a manner where I'm sweating and moving the whole time. It gives me this rush of energy and, you know, feel good hormones. Yeah, you're still going to get that with weight training. You're still going to get that with our hybrid conditioning classes. Trust me, I did a hybrid conditioning workout myself today that I'm going to implement into my class schedule because I love it, right? We're doing air bike stuff. We're doing some sled work. Believe me, I'm sweating. My heart rate's up, but it's adaptation focused, right? And it's programmed in a way to support adaptation, hence the result-driven aspect of our mission statement, our pain-free, result-driven strength training. So there was a missing link. I am providing a solution to a problem that I see as something that is necessary, right? It will take education. We're going to be doing things like workshops, probably bi-monthly, so every 2 or 3 months, so it could be quarterly as well. We're going to put on workshops that help educate people, right? Couple-hour workshops in studio. We're going to do things that are more personalized, more community-oriented to help push the narrative forward. We're going to advocate and suggest people actually track their progress and not talking about progress on the scale, but strength progress, performance progress, you know, body composition and measurement progress and performance. And that's why we have the SFR Games in June 2023. It's going to be an annual thing. If it's very successful, you know, we can build on that, but it's built around training for a potential project, or let's just say it's our challenge and race, athletic endeavor, where you can get that empowerment from actually accomplishing it. So the training is going to support that as well. So there's lots of opportunities that really support a lot of what the human psyche, the human body, and the human mind need to thrive. So that was why we put together, I say we, because again, it's a team thing, right? It's individuals that are suggesting it and asking for it. It's my girlfriend, it's me, it's people that support me, that we're putting together a studio called the Strength Lab. Like, it is a lab. We're using scientific principles to actually build upon, right? We're trying to build strong, fit, resilient humans, right? We're not trying to get people to sweat. We're not trying to get people to stick around for 3-4 months. We're trying to make life-altering changes. We're trying to improve quality of life, right? If you look at a lot of my testimonials on the website, they're not built around, oh my God, I worked with Brandon for 3 months and I lost 20 pounds. This is amazing. It's like, no, basically every testimonial is built around, I feel better. I'm enjoying the process, right? I'm motivated to continue. I've lost this weight, but I feel much stronger, right? That's the stuff we're talking about. You know, my performance has increased. I'm winning championships with, you know, professional fighters. So like, that's the testimonials I want. Now, all that stuff, the byproduct is you're going to look better, right? You're going to lose some weight, but you're going to do it the right way, right? We're not going to add more. We're not going to restrict. We're going to focus on building the body up. So that way you look, feel, and perform your best, right? Pretty easy formula. It takes education because I'm going against the masses. I'm saying a different narrative. I'm presenting a different narrative than what the other studios and gym industry is selling, because what they're selling is sexy. They're selling a quick result. They're selling a quick fix. People want those quick fixes. We're addicted to that kind of stuff. Doesn't mean we're not going to see great results early on with my training studio, but we need to think a little further down the road and understand that I'm not comparing myself against the person that's doing Beachbody for 2 months that's working out 6 times a week and eating 1,200 calories. Like, that's not what we're comparing ourselves with, because that person, yeah, their picture is going to look like something 3 months from now, but what's happening to their metabolic rate? What's happening to their hormones? What's happening to their sleep, their stress, their mood, their cravings? That stuff matters. What's happening with the habits and the behaviors and the relationship they have with food, exercise, health, and fitness? That's important. Very important. You want success and longevity in this space, that's the stuff you focus on, right? You constantly get educated. You constantly hammer that home. And you build the body up. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have times where you might question things because it's so different, right? But again, we're just following literature. We're just following the studies. We're just following anecdotal experience, right? We're following successes. We're following that 90% of people that do it the other way fail eventually. They go back to where they started. That's not a goal of mine. My goal is not to get people to go backwards eventually without me. or to go backwards once they stop training in a crazy dynamic fashion. It's like, no, let's train smarter so we look, feel, and perform better. That's it, guys. So I am providing a solution to a missing link, I believe, and I think that's going to help build itself. But if you had any questions or were wondering, why did I, you know, start the BR365 Strength Lab, that's the exact reason. That's my mission, and we're going to get it going August 1. So we will see you there. You got any questions, like always, hit me up, DM me, use the contact us button on the BR365StrengthLab.com website, and get in direct contact with me. And then, of course, on Instagram, BrandonRinka365. Or BR365 Strength Lab. Both will be able to get in contact with me. All right, guys, have an awesome day. We'll see you in the next one.